You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. New York measures up pretty favorably against other states when it comes to a number of measures to treat and prevent cancer. But WAER's Chris Bolt reports there's room to improve in one area that's one of the disease's biggest killers, stopping tobacco use.
The American Cancer Society measured nine areas of prevention and treatment through its Cancer Action Network. Spokesperson Julie Hart says, for one, the state tops most others in access to care,
which is really important for cancer patients. They need to have adequate care, comprehensive coverage at affordable rates. So do we expand Medicaid? And New York State does do that. We also have a really good cancer services program, breast and cervical cancer screenings for those that don't otherwise have coverage.
New York also received green lights in the report for other areas, such as smoke-free laws.
We've had smoke-free work sites for a number of years, and a lot of states are still working on this, so we're really ahead of the curve there. And we're also really excited because we did get a green when it comes to restricting indoor tanning device use by those under 18.
The biggest area lacking, identified by the report, is the amount of money put into smoking prevention and cessation programs, something Hart says, if more robust, would pay big health dividends.
We know based upon research and from the CDC and from independent reports that funding for the tobacco control program works to help smokers quit, and also to keep kids from picking up this addiction, keep them from picking up their first tobacco product in the first place, which is the ideal. So unfortunately, it is a little bit of a recurring theme.
Suggestions from the Centers for Disease Control say the state should spend upwards of $200 million a year on such programs when the budget is only $39 million, barely 20%.
But we also do know that there's some hard-to-reach populations, some low-income, low-education, Medicaid recipients, those that report poor mental health. There's still some disparities among vulnerable populations, and that's where we need to invest more money and more time.
The report grading all 50 states, entitled How Do You Measure Up, is intended to inform public policy, urging lawmakers and the general public to improve those areas in which the state lags behind. Hart recommends anyone with cancer or who needs any cancer screening can go to cancer.org. Chris Bolt, WAER News.
For more on this and other local news stories, visit our website, waer.org.